From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The movie Forgetting Sarah Marshall opens today. It's the latest of quite a few comedies from the past year that include Judd Apatow's name somewhere in the credits. He wrote and directed Knocked Up.
He's treating my kids like they're dogs.
No, he's not.
Go get it. Fetch.
He's fetch. The
All
kids.
Right.
He wrote songs for the musical spoof Walk Hard.
Walk hard. Hard.
He produced Superbad and Drill Bit Taylor.
We need to learn how to take a punch. Let me go first.
In just 8 years, Judd Apatow has worked as a writer, director, producer, actor, or songwriter in more than 20 films and TV shows. Some reviewers suggest Apatow may be spreading himself too thin, but our critic Bob Mondello offers his take.
You kind of know what you're getting with Judd Apatow comedies, optimistic romps in which really ordinary guys get really lucky. Or as Jon Stewart put it on The Daily Show earlier this week.
Funny movies where beautiful women fall in love with underachieving average-looking Jews.
That certainly fits 40-year-old virgin, Knocked Up, and now Forgetting Sarah Marshall. But Jon Stewart left a crucial ingredient out, the unapologetic vulgarity that makes Apatow's romantic comedies appeal to young men who see everybody else's romantic comedies as chick flicks. Scenes like the Knocked Up conversation about how pink eye relates to flatulence, or the chest waxing sequence in 40-year-old virgin. In Forgetting Sarah Marshall, there's full frontal humiliation for an unbuff Jason Segel. Countless mortifications were visited on Will Ferrell in Anchorman, The Legend of Ron Burgundy. And Apatow juvenilia positively revels in the crude. Superbad, for instance.
Why the f*** would it be between that or Muhammad?
Muhammad is the most commonly used name on Earth. Read a f*** book for once.
Fogle, have you ever actually met anyone named Muhammad?
Have you actually ever met anyone named McLovin?
No, that's why you picked a dumb f*** name.
You.
Judd Apatow is hardly the first filmmaker to realize that gross-outs and movie grosses can go hand in hand, nor is he the first with the average guy gorgeous gal bit, which was, after all, a Woody Allen staple. Individually, his narrative devices aren't new, but in combination, they feel new. What he's done is formulate a repeatable, recognizably realistic blend of cuddly raunch. And then he's produced a lot of it. And because he uses a sort of Apatovian repertory company in which folks like Will Ferrell and Paul Rudd and Jonah Hill keep showing up in each other's films, movies that he directed or wrote or sometimes simply helped greenlight all blend together in the public mind. And that, I think, is where this notion comes in that the Apatow brand is overextended. A decade ago, Apatow had his fingers in just as many pies as he does now. The Larry Sanders Show, The Critic, both on TV, plus The Cable Guy and two other movies, all in 1 year. But nobody was saying Apatow, Apatow, Apatow back then. They were saying Larry Sanders and Jim Carrey. These days, Mr. Multitasker is doing the interviews and getting the attention, so when his projects slip a little, he gets the fallout.
You'd be surprised. Anything can be turned into a weapon of mayhem or destruction.
Even a puppy?
Especially a puppy.
Drillbit Taylor was sluggish at the box office. Has Apatow lost his touch? Well, he didn't write or direct it. He was one of its four producers, which is also true of Forgetting Sarah Marshall. So if those films feel less funny than Knocked Up, which was itself clumsier than The 40-Year-Old Virgin, should he get the blame? For reference, think back a generation or so to the Judd Apatow of the 1980s, John Hughes. Also a writer, director, producer, actor, and sometimes songwriter, Hughes, in a 3-year burst, directed The Breakfast Club, 16 Candles, Weird Science, and Ferris Bueller's Day Off, and within a couple of years of that burst of activity, had written and or produced Uncle Buck, Mr. Mom, Pretty in Pink, Home Alone, 2 National Lampoon Vacation movies, and a dozen other comedies. Overexposed? Absolutely. And in his dotage, he's slowed down a little. That's a joke. He's still in his 50s. Eventually, Apatow will slow down too, but he's just turned 40, so it's not quite time yet to make Producer Man, the legend of Judd Apatow. When somebody does, let one thing be noted. You know where the Apatovians got their story for Drillbit Taylor? John Hughes. In Hollywood, legends recognize legacies. I'm Bob Mondello.